Beis Ador Sheni, Tuesday the 4th of March, Rabbi Todros Miller, the Purim Pesach Connection.
Good morning, Shalom Aleichem. Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim Besimcha. And surprisingly, Rashi says on that, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim Besimcha, we would have expected it to say because we're approaching Purim. Purim is a time of Mishta v'simcha v'yom tiv. But Rashi says, Mishanich sada marbim b'simcha because yemei nisim hoyu li Yisrael, Purim u'Pesach. We're approaching Purim, the days of Purim and Pesach. And we always thought that Purim is one thing. Once we've cleared out all the surplus shlachmonas and we've got the house clean, now we can think about Pesach. But that begins a new parasha. But Rashi says no. Yemei Nisim Hoyu LiYisrael, Purim uPesach is considered to be one entity. And that is why Mishnichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. We find similar to this, where the Gemara discusses when there is an Adar Rishon and an Adar Sheni, which month should we lay in the Megillah. So there is an argument to say it should be an Adar Rishon, because Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos, and the Chodesh Adar is kosher to Kriyas Megillah. But the other man, Doma, says no, because L'Mismech Geula LiGeula Odif. To put together, to juxtapose one Geula to the other Geula, meaning the Geula of Purim with the Geula of Pesach, which is Nisan, that is preferable. So that's why we would lay in Megillah in Adar Sheni. To bring together once again Purim and Pesach. So what is this Purim-Pesach connection? Where do we see that there is this intrinsic connection between Purim and Pesach? We see this in a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Kisetze. Just before we heard some Divrei Halacha concerning Parshas Zochir, the Medrash says on Parshas Zochir the following. It brings a posuk in Iyov. What the pshat is one thing, but here we have a drash on this posuk. Posuk says in Iyov, Zichroinechem Mishlei Eifel Ligabeichoymer Gabeichem. The simple meaning is, Zichroinechem Mishlei Eifel, what will be remembered of you is comparable to Eifel, Gabeichem, Gabeichem, and your bodies will be. That's the Poshut Pshat. The Medrash Avia says like this, Zichroinechem, there is a mitzvah in the Torah of Zichira, which is Zochir Eis Asher Osel Lecho Amalek, and Timche Zecher Amalek. So Zichroinechem, if you succeed in being mekayim the mitzvah of Zechiras Maisa Amalek properly, then Mishlei Eifer, you can compare yourselves to Avraham Avinu, who said about himself, Va'onochi Ofer Va'eifer. V'im lav, and if not, Haskinu Atzmechem L'Shibudo Shel Mitzrayim, that's L'Gabeichoy Megabeichem Shenema, V'yamoru Eschayem B'choymer U'Bilveinim. So again, the structure over here is that the Medrash is saying there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. Either we succeed or we don't succeed. If we do succeed, then we identify with Avraham Avinu, who said about himself, V'onochi of Eifer. And if we don't succeed, then for all practical purposes, you can consider yourself back into Mitzrayim. So we have over here two extremes. We never saw these as two extremes. These are two extremes. On one side we have Avraham Avinu, and the other side we have Mitzrayim. They stand as Zeh le'umas Zeh, Avraham and Mitzrayim. And now the question is, do we go this way or do we go that way? Do we identify with Avraham or do we see ourselves belonging to Mitzrayim? What's the criteria? What's the decisive factor whether we go this way to Avraham or we go that way to Mitzrayim? What's the decisive factor? Whether or not we're mekayim the mitzvah of Zechiras Maisa Amalek. That's what the Medrash says. So we understand this Medrash not at all. What's the contrast, Avraham and Mitzrayim? What does it mean that we identify with Avraham rather than identifying with Mitzrayim and the criteria? The decisive factor will always be Zechiras Amalek. It really, at first sight, doesn't seem to make any sense at all. But I'll call upon him, what we do see is that there is a Pesach Purim connection. Because it requires Mechias Amalek, it would seem, to be sure that we're out of Mitzrayim. Pesach is all about being out of Mitzrayim. That requires a successful Mechias Amalek. So we have a Purim Pesach connection. But what is this? The Gemara tells us there was a very interesting relationship that the Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius Antoninus, we'll just call him Antoninus for short, we don't have that much time. Antoninus, the Roman Emperor, he had a relationship with Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi. The Gemara tells us there was an underground tunnel that went from his residence to his residence, and he would ask him questions, and he became a Talmud. Virtually, he became a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. And the Gemara records many of those discussions, what he asked, what Rabbeinu HaKodesh answered. But there's one discussion, one dialogue, where the Roman Emperor differed from the opinion of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, and Rabbeinu HaKodesh was actually maskim. He acquiesced, he gave in to the opinion of the Roman Emperor. The question was, when does the Yetzer Hara begin to operate within a person? Does the Yetzer Hara, does it begin to operate only once a person is born? That's called Mishas Yetzirah. Or is it even operate Mishas Yetzirah? That means Netisha Yarchei Leido, when the mother is still pregnant with that child, with that Ubar, is the Yetzer Hara already operative then? That was the question that the Emperor asked Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Rabbeinu HaKodesh said that it's only there, that he says it's there Mishas Yetzirah already. All the way through the Tisha Yarchei Leido, there is already a Yetzer Hara. Said the Emperor, I can't accept that. Because if there would be a Yetzer Hara during the Tisha Yarchei Leido, then it would be Boyet Bimei Imoy V'Yoytze. The child, if it would have a Yetzer Hara, would find that experience of being within the mother so intolerable that it would kick against the mother and break its way out. And since in most cases we see that does not happen, therefore that is conclusive proof that there is no Yetzer Hara there at all. And Rabbeinu HaKodesh said, you know something, coming to think about it, you're right. And in fact, now that you mention it, the Pasuk lends support to your opinion. Because it says, LePesach Chatos Roivetz. LePesach means at the entrance, that's where Chatos crouches. So yes, I agree with you, you're right. So once again, we see over here, if there would be a Yetzer Hara, it would find this experience within the mother to be so intolerable that it would force its way out. That's one Gemara. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. There's another Gemara in Nida which seems to contradict that. The Mefarshim ask this. The Gemara tells us amazing things about the experience that a Uba has within the mother. L'mah havlad doimib b'mei imoy. Oichel mimashi imoy oichele, shoysa mimashi imoy shoysa. Ner dolok le'a roisho, itsoife umabit misoife oilem v'yad soife. V'yein l'cho yomim sh'odom shorui b'toivo yoyser mei oison hayomim. There is never a time in a person's life which is so blissful, so pleasurable, as Tisha Yarchei Leido. Shenema, as Yoyv said, mi'itneini ki Yarchei Kedem. Mi'itneini ki Yarchei Kedem, how I long for those months of yore. Ki Yarchei Kedem. K'me'a l'kayish mereini, and the Gemara says, what does it mean when he says, Mi'itneini ki Yarchei Kedem? How I miss, how I long for those months, Yarchei Kedem, which Yerachim are you talking about? So the Gemara says, well, when do we find a known period of time which is measured by months and never by years? Because it says, Yarchei Kedem, it's a period of time measured only by months. That could only be Tisha Yarchei Leido. And Yoyv says throughout his life, Mi'itneini ki Yarchei Kedem, how I long, how I yearn for those months of yore. So you see, that throughout our lives, as blissful and pleasurable as our lives may be, it'll never be quite as good as it was for the Uba Bimei Imoy. Just to finish up, what the Gemara says, that when it comes, says that there's a Malach which is Malamdi Kolatei Rekula, and when it comes time to leave, then the Malach is Sotrei Alpivu Meshakchoi Kolatei Rekula, and it only leaves the mother after subjecting itself to an oath. What is this oath? The Malach tells this, which is going to be born now as a child, you've got to promise me, Tehi Tzadik Va'al Tehi Rosha. I've been teaching you for 9 months, I'm your Rebbe. Now you're on your own. My final message is, this is our Mesibas Paredo. My goodbye message to you is, Tehi Tzadik V'Al Tehi Rosha. Which really is a beautiful message. That would include anything. That's all encompassing, isn't it? Nothing more needs to be said. Be a tzaddik, don't be a rebbe. But he's not finished. He adds, V'afilu kol ha'oilim oimrim l'cho tzaddik ato. And I just want to tell you as well, just before you go, one more thing. Even if everybody around tells you what a tzaddik you are, don't believe them. Heye be'inecho k'rosha. In your own eyes, you should be a rosha. And with that, the child is born. And on the other side, he's going to hear a mazel tov. But that's the final message. It's an interesting message because, the first part of the message, B.S.A. don't be a Rosh, makes a lot of sense. But if you're going to start saying all the even ifs, which a person goes through in his life, it's going to take 120 years just to give him over that message before he's ever going to stand a chance. You know, what you should do if. And it's not as if every day someone says to us what a tzaddik you are. Maybe all those present do get that, but I don't hear that too often. What a tzaddik you are, that I need to know how to react, how to respond if someone says that to me. But that's the message. Okay, we'll get back to that in a moment. But meanwhile, the principle over here is that this Gemara seems to be telling us that there is never a time which is so blissful, so delightful and so pleasurable as Tishrei Acheledo. The other Gemara just told us that if there would be a Yetzer Hara, it would find the experience so intolerable that it would force its way out. Since when does the Yetzer Hara mind pleasure, bliss, delight? Here is telling us that it's beautiful. They're saying that it wouldn't tolerate it. How do we reconcile this apparent contradiction? The point is this. When we say, Ein lecho yomim she'odom shorui b'toivo yoyser me oisne, there's never a time in our life which is as good as it was for a uba bim'ei imoy. Now, we all want to have a good life. The question is, define a good life. There's not a person in the world who'll tell you they don't want to have a good life. But what is it? What defines a life as being good? Well, the Gemara is telling us. If it says that there is never a time which is as good as the uba b'mei imoy, then that has to define what a good life is. What is that experience which makes it so beautiful, so delightful, blissful and pleasurable? What is it? So the simple meaning is, the fear of Kenu, the simplest meaning of that is because what is unique about those Tishrei Acheledo is that it is a period of constant growth, progress and development. In those 9 months, no 2 days are the same. In those 9 months, for sure, no 2 months are the same. It begins with almost nothing. It begins with a tipos serucho. And it grows, it develops, until eventually it becomes the complete suras odom of Ramachi Vorim and Shesai Gidim. And eventually this gorgeous newborn baby, a whole suras odom. But it's a 9 month procedure. So we learn from here, what makes life good? If we're saying that I wish that my life at this side could be as good as it was on that side, it means if my life can be a life which is constant growth, progress and development, not a life of stagnation, not a life of staying the way we are, but always moving onward and upward, in as much as my life is forever moving onward and upward, then it is reminiscent of the Tisha Yarchei Leida. That's what makes life good. Ein lechem, because what happens is, on this side of the story, we tend, we have what we call, in English we call our early, we call them our formative years. When we're young, we feel we're progressing, we're growing, we're developing. Then we get to a certain stage in life, right? We've been through school. We've got, right, in English we call it, we settle down to life. We settle down. In other words, we reach a plateau, and this is where we remain. That, the Gemara says, can't really be called good. If it's stagnating, it's not good. Good has to be, we're forever moving. A yid never graduates formative years. As long as we live, our years are formative. A yid understands that this world is not a destination, it's a journey. Destination, that is, v'shom yonuchu yigiyei chayach. When we get there, we'll rest. As long as we are alive, Oshira Lashem Bechayai, Azamre Leikai Ba'oidi. We're always going onward and upward. A Yid understands that every day is the first day of the rest of his life. That's called a life which is good. Constant growth, progress and development. And that's why there's something very interesting over here, because when the Gemara says, where do I see that there is nothing as pleasurable as the Tisha Yarche Leido, Shenema, Mietneini ki Yarche Kedem Kimeli Kayish Mereini. And the Gemara analyzes that. When do we find a period of time which is Yerochim, which is not Shonim? That's Tisha Yarche Leido. This is not just an indication. It's a definition. We have Yerochim and we have Shonim. You know, we have Chodoshim or months, Shonim or years. The word Shono has the connotation of Choyzev Shoyne, because in the solar year there is nothing new. The sun that shines today is the same sun that shone yesterday. And it's the same as it'll shine tomorrow. You don't see a change. You don't see a difference. That's why Shonim is Choyzev Shoyne. It just goes with the monotony of repetition. The Shona represents sameness. It represents stagnation. Masha'in kein chodoshim, every day there is something new. The moon that we see today is a little different from the moon that I saw yesterday. Tomorrow is going to be still different. Chodesh is a notion, chidush, hischadshus, shehei masidin lehischadesh kamoisa. So here with the Morris sin, there's an oimek over here. Says, when do we find a time which is Yerochim She'ein Bohem Shonim? A time which is always Hischadshus and never Yoshonus. Shonah is the same root as Sheina, which means to be asleep, or Yoshon. Yoshon, Yoshein means it's the same, it's old, it's not fresh. Yerochim means freshness, always new. Shonah means the same thing over again. The monotony of repetition. When is there a period of time which is Yerochim She'ein Bohem Shonim? That's the Tisha Yarchei Leido. Now you understand as well that before the child is born, the Malach says, I know what you're thinking. You're leaving a world which is Yerochim She'ein Bohem Shonim. You're leaving an experience which is always constant growth, progress and development. And now you're moving into a world which people tend to, as we said, settle down. You get to a certain stage, okay, this is my standard, this is my level. This is why, you know, we're not makpid on more than that. We're happy with our standards. There's no such thing. We always want to be going onward and upward. Therefore, I say to you, says the Malach, you've got to be a tzaddik, and you mustn't be a rosha. But what I mean is that even if everybody around you says, you live in a society, and society recognizes you, appreciates you, accepts you for what you are. So you feel, I've made it. I can stay as I am. If you want to be able to continue the experience, because you're upset to leave, aren't you? You know how great it is over here. You're going to move over to the other side, and you're going to lose that good life. My answer to you is, the golden rule is, even if society around you tells you that you are great, that's fine. You're great, as far as I've been up until now. But however great I am, it's nothing compared to the tzaddik I've yet to become. In other words, when it says Hayei Be'Elamim Karosh, it doesn't mean that Eino Domeisim Atzmei Rosha. But it means that the tzaddik that I am today is nothing compared to the tzaddik I've yet to become. If you will live with that in mind, then you'll be able to continue the experience of the Yarchei Kedem in this world, which is usually Shonim She'ein Bohem Yerochim. You'll make it into Yerochim She'ein Bohem Shonim. To go back to the Medrash that we began with, we learnt over there that there's the contrast. There's Avraham Avinu on one side, Mitzrayim on the other side. And what is the decisive factor whether I go this way or whether I go that way, in as much as I succeed in Mechias Amalek? That's what the Medrash says. So really there's three things we need to understand in a few minutes. We need to understand what's Avraham Avinu, what's Mitzrayim, and what's Amalek. And remember, it says that if you succeed in Mechias Amalek, then you can compare yourself to Avraham Avinu, who said about himself, V'anochi Ofar Vo'efer. So it means something very specific about Avraham Avinu. It's the Ofar Vo'efer aspect of Avraham Avinu that we're talking about. There's a well-known Beis Halevi. Avraham Avinu says about himself, that was an expression of modesty, of humility. He says, V'onoichi ofor v'eife. I mean, if you're such an onof, if you're really so humble, then why are you adding titles? Well, just offer, that's enough. Offer, I'm not finished yet, I'm eifer as well. What does it mean to add, anochi offer vo eifer? So it says an interesting thing. Offer and eifer really are opposites. Offer means earth or dust, and eifer means ashes. Ash represents something which had a glorious past, but no future. No present and no future. It was a grand piano, and it's been reduced to ashes. A glorious past, but no future. That's ashes. Ofor is the other way around. Earth, on its own, what's its past? Earth is just earth. But earth has potential to be matzmiach. Earth has potential that it can produce. If it's ploughed and if it's sown, then there'll be a harvest to reap. No past, but a glorious future. Avraham Avinu was saying like this. We have to always be facing a bigger future, a greater future. Today is always the first day of the rest of our life. Avraham Avinu, the Chedusha Rim used to say, what were the very first words ever said to a Yid? Lech lecha. Lech lecha means keep on going. A Yid doesn't stop. A Yid doesn't stagnate. Lech lecha. Avraham Avinu says, V'onoichi responds to that lech, to that dictate, lech lecha, by saying, V'onoichi offer v'eife. I'm offer means that I see. I know that I have a glorious past. But if I'm going to sit back and say, okay, I've made it, now I can just stop and write my autobiography, then I'm not going to get anywhere else. I'm not going to get any further. It's only because, you know why I'm offer means I'm facing a glorious future? Because I'm afer. I can say about my achievements in the past, as great as they are, but they are nothing compared to what I've yet to accomplish. I'm offer because I can be afer. That's the lech lecha of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu teaches us, you keep going. Have a good life. A life of constant growth, progress, and development. That's Avraham. Mitzrayim is the opposite. If Avraham Avinu is all about lech lecha, halicha, going, movement, Mitzrayim is umoishav b'nei Yisrael asher yoshvu eretz Mitzrayim. Kol vayeshev loshen tzar. They mean sit back and do nothing, go nowhere. In Mitzrayim there is no halicha. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Nelcha nizbacha. What's this Nelcha, how he says? Nirpimatem, nirpimal, kenatem, oirim, Nelcha nizbacha. He is allergic to the word Nelcha. Mitzrayim is, it's all about taking this world as a destination, not as a journey. You sit back, you don't move. That's really the avdus. That's the shibud. That's where you're locked. The word Mitzrayim is the same as Meitzorim. Meitzorim means you're limited. You're trapped, you're imprisoned. That's why when we went out of Mitzrayim, the words Mitzrayim we will define as a place which was Shonim She'ein Bahem Yerochim. Isn't that interesting that the very mitzvah with which we went out of Mitzrayim was HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. How did we hear the message of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Kumiloch Rayosi Yofosi Ulechiloch. Lechteich acharai bamidbar be'eretz lo yizaruah. In other words, we're being told, get back to the good old lech lecha of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is halicha. Mitzrayim is yeshiva. Avraham Avinu is always constant growth, progress, development. It's yerochim she'ein bohem shonim. Mitzrayim is shonim she'ein bohem yerochim. Hachodesh hazeh lochem. Now we're going to get back onto the roads. Back to the journey. We're going out of Mitzrayim. What does the pasuk say? Zochayir eis asher oselecho amolek bederech betzeischem mimitzrayim. Asher korcho baderech. Derech means journey. Amolek, their job, because where does Amolek come from? From Esav. Esav, Rashi says, is miloshein osui. Osui means fait accompli. Afarti gezach. Esav is, he says, I am what I am. There is no halicha. You take every day as it comes, every day you live it and it's gone. If there is halicha for Esav, it's hineni hoileich lomus. There is no going onward and upward for Esav. Amalek is the Ikar of Esav. When Amalek sees that Yidden are leaving Mitzrayim, Baderech Betzeischem and Mitzrayim, it's Asher Korcho Baderech, they try to cool off the enthusiasm of Derech. Derech means we want more, we want greater things, we want bigger things. So that's what it says. Inasmuch, there is Mitzrayim and there is Avraham Avinu. The question is, where do we belong? Are we Mitzrayim people or are we Avraham Avinu people? What will determine that is if we are Moiche Amalek. To get that feeling, that Amalek ticker feeling, which is just settle down, take it easy. What are you getting so nervous about? You're good as you are. That's Amalek. That's Amalek. If we can uproot that feeling, then we get back to Avraham Avinu. But if not, then basically we're still in Mitzrayim. Where there is growth, there is happiness. Where there is movement, it's Yismach Lev Mevakshei Hashem. There is nothing more depressing than stagnation, even though it's easy, you might think. And there's nothing more pleasurable, delightful, exciting as constant growth, progress, and development. Mishenichnas Adam Marbim Besimcha. Why? Yemei Nisim Oli Hoyu LiYisrael Purim UPesach. Because this is the time where we're being moiche, we're uprooting the zeker of Amalek, and therefore we can say that indeed we are Yotzei Mitzrayim. We are the ones who've heard the message of Lechteich Acharei Bamidbar Eretz Lo Yizaroa. Kumiloch Rayosi Yofosi Ulechiloch. As we said, that's what a Yid understands. Every day is the first day of the rest of my life. When a Yid starts the day the Torah way, it means that he understands that every day is an opportunity that I've never had before. Every day is a life of its own. A day is not a hangover from yesterday. And it's going to be tomorrow a repeat of today. Every day is a step forward, a step higher. And with that, we should be able to have the real simcha which the Yismach Leib Mevakshei Hashem should have. And may we be able to get to Purim and to Pesach, a Freilichen Purim and a Kosher and Pesach.